This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In today's recitation, we will be looking at the second half of Surah Al-Ma'idah and the first half of Surah Al-An'am. And Surah Al-Ma'idah, towards the end of the Surah, is a series of verses clarifying the Islamic beliefs regarding Isa alayhi salam, Jesus peace be upon him. And the surah ends on a very interesting note, a conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Jesus peace be upon him on the day of judgment. Right, so at the end of the surah, we have this conversation taking place in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask Jesus, "Did you ask people to worship you?" And Jesus will reply, "No, I did not ask people to worship me." Right? And he will, then Allah will ask Isa alayhi salam, "What do you want me to do with it?" Meaning, what should I do with the people who worship you? And Isa alayhi salam gives a very interesting reply. He says, "If you punish them, they are your servants. You can do with them as you want. But if you forgive them, then you are most forgiving, most merciful." Interestingly, the surah leaves it as that. That for those people who sincerely went down the wrong path, it's left on this note that Isa alayhi salam tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are the creator. If you punish them, that's your right. But if you forgive them, that's your nature. You are Ghafurur Rahim. And so the surah ends over there, and the next surah is all about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's interesting that Surah Al-Ma'idah, all these surahs before this were about the laws. And the last surah about the laws ends talking about the oneness of Allah. And after this, the next few surahs are all about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we move on to the Makkan surah, surahs that were revealed in Makkah. And this is Surah Al-An'am and Surah Al-A'raf. The next two surahs that we are going to recite over the next two or three nights, they were revealed in the early Makkan period. And they talk about who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And they talk about the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the stories of the prophets and the afterlife. And all of these are themes of early Makkan revelation. Now, it's interesting to note that the early Makkan surahs don't cover many laws. The only laws you'll find in these surahs are very basic laws, like don't steal, be good to your parents, fulfill family ties, very basic laws. The detailed laws like how to fast and pray salah and how to perform hajj, these were revealed in Medina. The focus in Makkah was on our beliefs. And I want to end on this note. Why do the Makkan surahs focus on our beliefs? There is a narration from Aisha that she said that had the early revelation told us to stay away from haram, people wouldn't have listened. But the early revelation focused entirely on who is Allah, about Jannah, about Jahannam, about the Day of Judgment. And when these beliefs were formed in the hearts of people, then Allah revealed the halal and the haram. Now, this hadith and this methodology in the Quran teaches us how to do da'wah, how to call people towards Allah's way. And we call them first to believe in Allah, to believe in the afterlife, to have a purpose in their life, to know Allah, to love Allah. All of this should come first. And if all of this comes first, the laws will naturally follow. Our problem today, we want to enforce the law when there is no iman. And we wonder why people run away. So a young lady is battling with the thought about is Islam the true religion or not, and we are fighting with her about why she doesn't wear hijab. Or a young man is battling with the thought of whether God is real or not, and we are shouting him why he's not praying Taraweeh. Our priorities are upside down. Start with the aqidah. Start with the beliefs. If someone's beliefs come right, if they get in their hearts conviction that Allah is their creator and Islam is the true religion and there is a purpose in life and we have to prepare for the afterlife, they will naturally follow the law. And this is the methodology of the Quran, and this is why the next few surahs focus entirely on what we should believe. They focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will hear in tonight's recitation a lot of verses containing many different names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is our foundation. That is our primary beliefs. And if that is strong, everything else will follow. Subhanahu rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.